welcome back. We are here now with Dr. Maria Carney, who is the chief at North Shore LAJ, Division of Geriatric and Palliative Medicine, and also the assistant professor at the Hofstra North Shore LAJ School of Medicine. I am Rebecca Miller. I am co-hosting today with Otto Loos.
I'm still here.
You're still here?
I'm still here, yeah. I'm glad I am, too.
Yeah, we're glad you're here. And as always, you just jump in wherever you see fit. Dr. Carney, thank you so much for coming here today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
We're happy to have you. North Shore LIJ is an original partner with Project Independence, going back to when we were a small NORC, neighborhood mm-hmm. NORC in northern New Hyde Park. You were our community nurse partner back then when we had maybe 14 hours in a small little area of the town of North Hempstead. We are now townwide, which took several years, but now we provide NORC-like services throughout the town, and the majority of our nurses are North Shore community nurses.
One of the nurses that is in the NORC naturally occurring retirement communities that serves with Project Independence also is a nurse in our outpatient office at 865 Northern Boulevard for geriatric medical care.
Okay, and that is
Kathy Bassardo.
Oh, okay, Kathy Bassardo. Right, she was one of our nurses in the New Hyde Park region. We also have we have Kelly and we have Joanne, and I don't want to forget anybody, but we have Janik, Olan. So we've got a whole host of wonderful nurses from North Shore that we are so lucky to have.
And very dedicated to the work that they're doing.
Very dedicated to providing all kinds of services and program. I mean, sometimes it's just information. Mm-hmm. Other times it's medication management. They're wonderful at assisting, you know, seniors, helping them navigate through a very complicated system that you know we have. Right. And one of the things I do want to talk to you about is the Center for Healthy Aging.
Yes.
Which is, I guess I don't want to say a one-stop shopping approach, but
So what the Center for Healthy Aging at North Shore LIJ, we realized, and I've been at North Shore LIJ now in this position for 2 years, and we realized that across our health system, we have enormous resources for seniors, for individuals dealing with complex illnesses where they're having trouble maintaining their independence as perhaps chronic diseases become more prevalent, their function gets impaired, and they need assistance. But in this very complex healthcare system mm-hmm. and community organization world, they don't know how to access them. So what we're trying to do now is link all of our resources closer together so that we can help and make it more aware. People find us in our outpatient office at geriatrics, but they usually find us through a whole series of phone calls, and it's not easy to know what you need. So we're trying to develop this Center for Healthy Aging first as a linkage of our resources and formalize to grow to be something even bigger and better.
Right. So it's really continuity of care.
The goal is continuity of care, assessment, comprehensive assessment,
right.
linking available resources to you. We have services in our division alone in geriatrics and palliative medicine. We have clinical programs in the outpatient environment, the hospital environment, and across skilled nursing facilities. And often individuals are traveling in these worlds. And then we know community organizations like Project Independence. We have social worker. We have multidisciplinary teams to help really more complex individuals. Families are struggling out there on how to manage.
Right.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
It really is.
Yeah.
In my previously, I was in healthcare, and I work with a very large family practice. And I remember when we would have, you know, an older patient come in, and the doctor would say, you need to go to a cardiologist, you need to go see a podiatrist, you know, you have to go to a dermatologist. You have someone in their mid-80s who somehow made it to their family practitioner to then be told that you've now got to go to 8 different doctors to, you know, see what the growth is, to see what
this
is.
Overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. The doctor, you know, it's overwhelming. They don't drive. Maybe, you know, there's no transportation available. In North Hempstead, there is, by the way.
They don't know the person.
Right.
You know, the communication breaks down.
You know.
And especially with older people, because you're afraid to ask questions a lot of times.
Right. And
you know,
sometimes they'll go to that specialist and not even really remember why they're there, because you tell somebody, I mean, anybody goes to a doctor and is told a whole bunch of medical stuff, and then you have to go to a specialist, you know, you kind of heard the first thing he said and anything after may be gone. So how does this center kind of fix that, if you will?
Well, the center is a collaboration between three entities that currently exist at North Shore LIJ. And it's the Division of Geriatrics and Palliative Medicine, who I said have services throughout the health system. It's a partnership with Care Solutions and the House Call Program, where we have doctors that visit individuals who are homebound, meaning they cannot leave their home, so we provide doctors to their homes. And hospice care. So we are linking all of our resources. We're meeting. We're also trying to push, if that's the right word, the need for this type of care. Advocate, I think, is more proper.
Okay.
Advocate for the need for multidisciplinary teams throughout our health system. So when you are having more medical problems, your function's impaired, your healthcare's gotten so complex, you may need assistance at home. How do you get access to the doctor, the social worker, a nurse? Do you need a pharmacy evaluation? So we really want to bring multidisciplinary cares. So it is both a clinical program availability. It's also an advocacy group.
Right.
And so it's just in its infancy, but really our outpatient geriatric practice is the key to a comprehensive assessment, and we can link resources in the health system to you.
Right. Okay. We, you know, as with Project Independence, 311, any
yes.
senior can call and be linked to any service in the town, from a pothole to requesting transportation, to just finding out general information, proper jurisdiction, that kind of a thing.
And individuals that come to our office that live within the town of North Hempstead, we guide them to that if they're not already aware.
Right. So that's great. And one of the things that you were saying, which is remarkable and a real gap to being able to age in place, is that we do have seniors and people with disabilities who really can't get out of the house. So did you say that you have doctors that will go to somebody's home?
Yes.
And in what capacity is that?
North Shore LIJ has a house call program. There are strict criteria to qualify to receive a doctor coming into the home and to enter that program. And unfortunately, the need is so great,
right,
and the resources are limited. And we're trying to, both from a academic point of view, prove that this type of service benefits all, and so we're trying to grow this service.
Okay.
We do have house call program.
I read an article that was about you, or you wrote it, and you used the term elder orphans.
Yes.
Which are people basically who are homebound, who have nobody around to guide them. And it sounds like you're trying to help people in that category, as well as all the other people. But I mean, those people are really—they have nobody around to guide them. How do you get to people like that?
Yeah, last month we presented to the American Geriatric Society a case report and analysis of the term elder orphan, based on a few patients we have seen, individuals that have come in times of crisis to the hospital who we realize don't have a support system. Either they were married and widowed, children are not available, family is not in the area. They really have nobody. And you may find yourself in this situation unexpectedly. So we reported on it, we did an analysis of it, and we realized that there are more individuals that meet this description than society realizes it. And it's very difficult in our environment where we live, which is largely suburban, car dependent, to get resources to you if you become functionally impaired, cognitively or mentally impaired mm-hmm. over time. And if you don't have that support system around you to help you, then you are completely isolated. And so we try to identify individuals who are at risk for crisis, who may not have that support system, and link them with community organizations such as Project Independence to help them.
We use a phrase, neighbors helping neighbors.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Neighbors, if neighbors pay attention to the fact that there is somebody who is in this elder orphan category,
right.
maybe they can help them out.
They can help them now.
By at least guiding them or pointing in a direction that would be of help to them.
Correct. And if you yourself may be independent and highly functioning, but don't necessarily have that large support system or the support system you may need in the future as
right.
you become more impaired, maybe you can start creating a plan or a strategy for yourself.
We actually are implementing a program called Circle of Support,
right.
which is kind of just like planning anything around the clock. We're kind of getting that going right now. We've been working on it for a few years with some of our social work staff and other Project Independence staff, and it's really kind of planning. I mean, mm-hmm. Project Independence, Dr. Carney, is really about planning.
Yes.
And you know what you're dealing with on your end are a lot of times the people that haven't planned and now are in these situations. And I think a good, also caregivers would need mm-hmm. something like this. But we are going to take a very short break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the School of Medicine at Hofstra. Okay? So we've been talking to Dr. Maria Carney, and we are going to take a short break in 30 seconds, 29. Do I need to count down? They're waving at me. All kinds of things are happening here.
Should we have a countdown?
We're good. There's symbols.
21, 20.
Julian, a student here now. He'll be here. Rebecca. We'll be thanking you toward the end of the show, and I think we'll be right back.
All right.